Simple.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Remember that?
I remember that.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. What is going on? So you might not know about anything about yowza, yowza, yowza. You don't know about that.
I know yowza, yowza, yowza.
You know yowza? All right,
but okay. That's
chic.
That's chic, yes.
Oh,
yeah, that's chic.
Yowza, yowza.
Right. Having a flashback? Okay.
Having a flashback. Well, this is good on the radio coming in. It wasn't really a flashback. So.
Yeah, yeah. What a day yesterday, huh?
Oh, my God.
Player,
goodness.
You made it. You made it to Los Angeles.
I made it to Los Angeles.
I'm
made
surprised.
It back. Yeah, I made it.
J. Anthony Brown is in our Los Angeles studios. Sybil, you made it to Atlanta.
Right.
How long was the drive?
72 and a half hours from Jackson to Atlanta for me.
Well, I did.
Well, first you drive. You drove from Dallas to Jackson, and then Jackson to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm now getting my second job and doing courier work or over the road driving. I'm not sure which it is, but we are here and we're here for
you.
We
made it. Yeah, we were support. We were in support of you, and we made it to work. Yeah, it was not easy. I'm stacking up a day, Sybil. It was not easy.
And as Jay said, if you won't take a day off, he'll take it for you.
If you won't take a day off.
Well, after yesterday evening, yesterday afternoon, after the service, and we had our own little repass at the hotel.
I heard that this was quite the yes.
Oh my God! I should be laced out.
You should be. Jay doesn't drink.
Not at all.
But you know he wants to show support and everything and. So he
played with the big kids.
I ordered tequila and he ordered a strong shot of Zinfandel,
uh-huh.
Like he normally does.
As in white, yes.
And instead of a shot, because he usually gets the white Zinfandel in a shot glass, like he's grown up and can drink tequila. So he drinks.
Right.
He knocks down that white Zinfandel like it's a shot of Patron, right?
Yeah.
No, but this time a full glass, a full 6 ounce glass. So we're toasting and talking about my brother and reminiscing and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he has two glasses.
Oh, not
white
a second
today.
Glass. Not a
and
second.
We're toasting, and we're talking. Memories of Albert. We're laughing. And then Rob comes in with the good stuff.
Uh-oh.
It's a blue. First of all, it's a blue bottle, which means... You can't get this.
You don't know nothing about this.
And it's got my name on it. It's my private stock of the.
I think he made this in the tub somewhere. So I don't know where it came from.
So he doesn't drink.
Right.
But he's gonna show support for his man, Tom Joyner, and my brother Albert. We finish a whole bottle of tequila after he drank two glasses of Zinfandel.
Oh
he doesn't drink, and he says I got to go back to Los Angeles. I said, he told me why, but I was so drunk I don't even know.
You don't remember.
I don't remember. All I know is he left, and he's in Los Angeles.
I made it.
And he's on the air.
And I'm on
and
time.
He should have been. And he should have been
time. On
and on time. And he should have been laid out.
Well,
because I thought when he went to the room to get his bags, I said, "Oh,
he's
laying down."
Okay, so I get to Dallas because my flight changes in Dallas. Some lady, I don't know who she was. I said, could you help me just get to my gate? That's all I need to do.
And how far was the gate?
The Dallas airport, you got to catch the train.
Right,
so she said, go up there, The right side. She said, don't go on the right side. Your train is on the left side. Uh-oh. So I got on the right side, which meant I went all, I'm riding all around it.
This is a whole bottle of tequila and two glasses.
But there was a lot of
the
other people there. I mean, but anyway, I made it.
You made it.
That accounts for it because at some point yesterday, Jay called me and we're talking and he's starting to slur a little bit, you know. Again. And then the last thing was, Laya. Talk to you later, sis.
He was told. He thought you were pastor.
I don't know if he thought I was Pastor Anita or he just was feeling just no pain. But after the first layer, I knew something was wrong. Because I don't get a layer from
you. No, you don't get a layer. You don't.
Sybil, when I tell you we killed an entire bottle of tequila.
Wow. What'd you say, Dave?
Sybil, my feet hurt. I never experienced anything like this in my life.
Your feet hurting.
My feet are hurting, man.
Oh, my God.
But I made it. And the flight was delayed in Dallas, so that meant I got here by 1:30. Got here by 1:30 and made it. It was cool.
And you go on the air at 3 o'clock LA time. So you just came from the airport.
Just got it. Yep. Made it. But what a service, though, Blair. What a service.
He is.
Really.
Blair, you can't stack up sick days. You can't stack up. These are not the old days.
No.
In the old days, remember a thing called a crude vacation?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where you can just stack them up. It's sick days. And
Nobody does that anymore. Yeah.
Well, you can't. You just can't. They don't allow it.
It was a nice
but he's
service,
stacking man. Up something, Tom. I don't know what it is.
I have to give him credit for something. I don't know what it is, but to do what he did. First of all, I didn't think he was going to make it to the Jackson service because yesterday he was broadcasting out of Atlanta, and from there's not a lot of flights in and out of Jackson.
You got to go a day early.
Yeah, it's rough, and
it's not the easiest place to get to.
It's not the easiest.
No wonder it costs $93 to get around. Yeah.
I'm walking out the church. I'm crying, and I see Jay. I said, Player, you made it. Yeah, I just got in. Now it was $60 from me. From the airport. Add to that 93 when he was sick. And I know he's not waking up, but somebody needs to give me about $150 and we'd be even.
Oh, well, my gosh. Oh, Jay.
But, Player,
immense.
That wasn't the coldest.
The coldest was Sybil. Sybil was the coldest.
Sybil was the coldest. What? I can't wait for Damon to come up.
Yeah, wait till Damon gets here.
Wait till Damon gets here.
Put your coats on for this one.
Shut up.
This is the it's so cold. Get your winter coat out.
Put your long drawers on for this one. This is cold.
This is cold. Damon was trying to make it to my brother's service. He was doing everything he could yesterday morning up until the end of the show when he said, there's no way I can make it in. There's no way. I'm trying to make it. So Sybil said, remember when Gary's brother died and Damon showed up unexpectedly?
Gary
gave him a shout out. Thanks to Damon for coming to my brother. He drove all the way. Yeah.
So here's how you got your coats on? You got your long johns on?
Stop it.
You got your scarf on because it's cold right here.
Turn the heat up. Sybil said, oh, so Damon can make it to Gary's brother's funeral. But he can't make it to Tom's brother's funeral. No, he can make it for the white man, but not the light man. Ooh, this cold.